Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Maggie Cure. Maggie is founder of Counting Lives Back to the Basics. Before Maggie became a mom, she actually taught second grade, and never in her mind did she think she'd be homeschooling her kids one day, until her oldest was a year away from entering kindergarten. Then she figured she'd have nothing to lose by giving it a year trial. She went in focused on curriculum, schedule, academics, and came out of it blown away by every non-academic grace that filled their lives. She realized it had very little to do with schooling, but all about doing life with them. Counting Lives is a place for parents to find solidarity, connection with others, raising kids who are in the world, but not of the world. It's also a reminder to each other to notice the beauty in the mundane moments of motherhood, laying down worry and take up surrender, to celebrate who your kids are, not just what they do, and to never underestimate the great work you are doing within the walls of your own home as you raise your little souls. So in this episode, we talk about how homeschooling can be intimidating and lonely when you first look at it. But getting a chance to see other moms doing it, getting connected with Counting Lives, can give you all the encouragement and confidence you need. Also, how homeschooling allows parents to customize education. And lastly, regardless of qualifications, every parent is equipped to be the best primary teacher for their children. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Maggie has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Hello, I am Maggie and I have 5 kids. And before I became a mom, I was a teacher who never once in a million years thought I would homeschool. And now that I am on the homeschool side of things, I think what has surprised me most is that homeschool is so much more about doing life with your kids than it is school. When all of my focus was on the logistics of the curriculum and the schedules and getting all the little things right, I was not prepared for all of the incredible graces that would come that were not academic, that are a majority of our days. And it's just so sweet to get to do life with them.
And that's so true. And that's what I really try so hard to impress into the families. It's like, it's really not about trying to hit every check mark. You're not going to ruin your kid. You're not going to fall behind. You're not going to miss it. It's, you're going to be fine. In fact, your kid is probably going to be way better off if you do it this way and not actually go through, like, let's say a public school education, because honestly, as a public school teacher myself, I would not put my child in that institution at all. And I love what you said, like the little serendipities that came outside of what you even thought was probably like relational, you know, spending more time getting to know your kids better, building a stronger relationship. And isn't that really what it's all about? Like being able to be part of your family, like literally?
Well, absolutely. And I think that to have so much time in the day for actual life skills that honestly, I wish I was equipped with growing up, right? I went to a public education K through 12 and I had a good education. I learned a lot. Got to college, got out of college and thought, holy cow, I need so many life skills that I didn't really have time to learn. Right. And I think it's such a gift to learn those life skills along with academics. And you're so right about parents feeling maybe inadequate that they can't do it themselves. Oh, I wasn't a teacher. I'm not organized. I'm not creative. And I think it's so important for parents to realize that one, homeschool is not supposed to look like the structured school system. So don't get into the comparison game. You have to detach from that.
The
school system was created. How can we best educate this many bodies with one teacher while parents are gone at work and what works best for the bus systems? Just because my school at home isn't 7 hours long doesn't mean that my kids aren't learning the same amount. And I think I struggled with that insecurity at first and the self-doubt of, oh my goodness, we need to make it longer. And then I thought back to my teaching days. I thought every kid in my class, I think maybe got 60 seconds of one-on-one time a day. Mostly it was me teaching to the whole class, but one-on-one, maybe 60 seconds. So for each of my kids to get 2 hours of one-on-one time a day, and that's it, and we're done with school by 9 a.m. because they wanted to start at 7 a.m., it doesn't mean it wasn't enough. And I'm finally over that hump of thinking that's not enough, because I think back to teaching days, it's absolutely enough. I can't imagine giving my students that much one-on-one time a day.
Right, you'd be exhausted. You wouldn't be able
Yes,
to.
there's not enough time in a day.
No. And you know, it's funny, you mentioned the 2.5 hours, which is, I think it's extra a lot too, but I only teach 3 hours a day. That's all I teach. And I teach three different classes. I teach physics for 1 hour, physics again for another hour. And then I teach biology for another hour. Each one of those kids only goes to, like, it takes 6 hours to teach 3 hours. I'm being really honest. Like, they do not need that much time at all. Like, all that time is based on, like, walking from class to class, based on keeping the class, you know, intact, their lunchtime, other classes like art and things of that sort. But really, the majority of the time, you're really not. I think now that I'm online, I probably am able to teach my students more. But when I was in the classroom, if I was able to get an hour of solid education in, that was huge. Huge. It was maybe 15 minutes, the most I can get any education in, because most of the time you're putting out little fires. So
yes. And I love hearing your perspective as a teacher, because that's where I gained my perspective too, was in the classroom. And I realized before I saw behind the scenes, I really idealized what I wanted to happen when I send my kids inside the doors of a school. And I kind of make it my own narrative. I want them to learn all these academics and for it to be smooth sailing all day. And of course, it's going to be better than what I can give them at home, because that's less scary and that's more comfortable, and off you go.
Right.
But once I became a teacher, it was almost a harsh reality to see the other side of it. I would go home guilt-ridden at night thinking, I can't possibly give these students what they need. I can't adapt to their learning style or their learning pace. There's so many of them. And like you, I wanted to tell these parents, you might feel a little inadequate, but you have to remember that you were specifically handpicked to form this soul in life over
Come
any
on.
other adult, any other parent in this world for a reason. You
Yes.
love them better, you can care for them more, and you know them on a deeper level than any of us.
Right.
And that alone puts you eons ahead of any teacher can give them.
Yeah. That's so good, Maggie. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's get into what you do. So, like, what's the focus of your work for the homeschool community?
Oh, great question. So maybe 5 years ago, I just started documenting our little crafty homeschool lessons. The more kids I had and the more kids I homeschool, out go the crafts, because I have zero time to prepare. And so now it's just grab and go curriculum, zero preparation. You open it because that's what works best for us in this season of life.
Sure.
But on Instagram, when I was posting those crafty little homeschool lessons, I started getting other moms who homeschooled who were interested in homeschool. And that was huge for me to know that other moms are out there looking to do this strange, obscure thing that's going to turn my kids weird, right? there was something to, even though we made the choice to do it, I spent a year full of insecurities and self-doubt and just thinking, surely I need to do what everyone else is doing. When you do something that's countercultural, it's scary. And so to have all these other moms that I found kind of taking this scary, lonely step with you, all of a sudden it's so much less lonely and so much more convicting and empowering, because you admire their courage to do something scary and you think, what is so convicting in them that's making them make this choice? Let me give it a shot too. And I think along with figuring out that you are equipped to do it comes taking time to actually think about it.
So good.
And I know that homeschool is not for everyone. And I know that every family makes the best choice for their own family, but I highly encourage people to really take time to dive into all your misconceptions, every single educational route out there. Because I wouldn't have done that unless someone came up to me and said, this is going to be the most important choice you make for your child full time at home. And
Yeah.
I never really thought of it that way. And it's kind of a bold statement, but sadly, it's true that whoever they spend a majority of their childhood around is who's forming them.
Yes.
And to actually stop and evaluate that. So we took a year, even though I did not want to homeschool, to really dive into every single avenue, talk to people in school, talk to people who homeschool, talk to people who did both to kind of gain their wisdom
Yeah.
and figure it out and really dig deep down inside of what are your personal fears and why are these reasons coming out that you might not want to? And is it something in you that you actually are capable of?
That's really good, Maggie. Yeah, you know, that really is an issue with a lot of parents. Just thinking, a lot of them, I think, feel like they have to do school at home. And I think a lot of them have such a hard time thinking out of the box of like you said, like in this season of our life, we have curriculum that's grab and go. Like I don't have time for prepping. I need grab and I need to get the heck out of the house when we're done, and we need to
Yes.
be out and about. So
And
what are some
I've even seen working moms, which amazes me, but they are able to do it because it only takes 2 hours a day, that they either do an hour before they leave for work and an hour when they get home, or 2 hours when they get home, or mom and dad split it. And it's just amazing to watch that being a working parent doesn't have to be an obstacle if you truly feel like this is your calling.
That is really good. I'm so glad you said that, because there's no right time to teach. It's we have been so ingrained that it's 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's when you're supposed to teach. It's like, no, the reason that time is happening is sometimes it's for sports. Sometimes it's literally there to assist like parents who do work, and then they don't, and like it's like a place so you can put your kids for a time, you know what I mean? And also with sports, because they do sports after school, so they have to do school at this time so that they can do sports later. There's just so many reasons why school happens those hours. It's not necessarily that that's the time to teach. It's just it works for that system. So with that, like, find your system. So what are some curriculums that you're using right now?
We use the Good and the Beautiful for most everything, and we have tried several different curriculums, and it just works best for us, and mainly because I love the zero preparation, open and go, and my kids love how vibrant and captivating and what a variety it is. It's not mundane at all.
Yeah.
And they kind of interweave different subjects into other subjects. Everyone has been happy with it. So I'm very grateful for it. But I also love that there are so many out there that I can pick different ones for different kids in my family based on their learning styles and learning paces. And
That's
like you
cool.
said about the timing of the school day, it was not designed to be 7 hours because that is what is best for your child. And
Right.
I think we are naive to think this system was created with our child's best interest at heart. Like, this system was created to do the best we can logistically for the buses and the parents and this or that. So to do it, to form it in your own way at home, I have a kid who loves waking up at 6 a.m. to finish school before the bus leaves the neighborhood. It's like his goal every morning because he thinks it's awesome. And then I have a kid who would rather his 2 hours be stretched, you know, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. because he'd rather get up and sprint around 15 minutes at a time and focus his best that way. So it's
That's
fun
so
to
fun.
see that it is wildly flexible. There are weekdays where we'd rather be out in public when the rest of the world is not, going on our field trips, exploring, and do school on a Saturday when dad's home to help out with the baby, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. So you have at Counting Cures. What is that?
Oh, so our last name were the Cures.
Yeah, I get
And when I started it, we were just so early elementary that we were just working on our counting and we were still having babies. So we were just counting on more. So it just kind of came together.
I love that. At Counting Cures. Oh, that's so cute. Very, yeah. My husband and I, our last name is Buzzy. So we also play on our last name to like the buzz or like, you know.
I love that. It works.
It does. It's fun when you have like a name that allows you to just, I don't know, do some fun things with it,
yes,
and everything.
Play on
oh,
words.
That's so cool. That's so cool. So as we're wrapping up, if people wanted to reach out to you, maybe talk to you on Instagram and be able to like ask you questions, because it seems like you are, you know, you're so open and you're so passionate about, you know, helping people understand like, hey, you got this, you can do this, mm-hmm. like almost like a big sister kind of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Where can they reach you? Where can they find you?
They can either DM me on Instagram at Counting Cures, or they can email me, Maggie@countingcures.com. Whatever works best for them. I am so happy to cheer them on in any way, shape, or form.
That's awesome. And what can they find now on your Instagram feed?
It's very much our day-to-day life. I think homeschool is such a foreign thought of what does it actually look like? And so you see our day-to-day life, which is fun because it's just a tiny bit of school and a whole lot of life.
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it that you're such an influencer on a platform that I feel like a lot of times can be and feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses, where mm-hmm. you're able to, you know, see someone else who's living life just like you and just really connect and just be like, okay, you know what? I'll just DM her and, you know, just find mm-hmm. out how she did this and, you know, how that turned out, or have like brainstorm ideas and just build a small community from that. I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I feel that deeply in other homeschool moms I see, because I think with homeschool comes a simpler life. And I think living a simpler life in this culture is a scary thing to do, because you constantly feel like I'm missing out on this. I should be doing this. I think that if you do sign on to traditional school and you think that's best for your family, that's great. But I admire the parents who can sign on to traditional school and still fight to protect their family time, because I often see the slippery slope into the rat race of this academic ceremony and this sports competition and these birthday parties. And all of a sudden you're the statistic of the average American family spends 36 minutes a day together, which is a shocking statistic to me. But I have been afraid to not say yes to everything when everyone else is, because my kid's going to get behind if they're not doing peewee soccer, and they're not going to, but to watch other moms out there on social platforms live a simpler life and just see the joy and peace radiate in real time from their home has been such a gift to me.
Wow. Yeah, that's really powerful. And it's true, you know, if you're able to still maintain a family unit while you put your kid in a traditional school, I think it's almost vital to fight for that, because
absolutely.
Like you said, there, I didn't know it was 36 minutes, but I did realize that, you know, parents who put kids in traditional school, if they're not part of their child's life, and especially in the education department, if they don't take some type of role in it, even if it's like looking over their homework and going over it, they lose an authority there that is not a place that they want to lose authority in the education of your child, right? Like, you know, because there's going to come a time they're not going to be little anymore and they're going to be older. And they're, if you haven't been establishing yourself as an authority there, there's going to come a time where they're going to be like, you don't know, you know what I mean? And you don't,
exactly.
You just don't want that.
Yes.
That's awesome. So as we're wrapping up, is there like one big takeaway you want to leave families with from our conversation today?
Oh, great question. I just encourage everyone to take the time out of their lives to discern what they are really being called to do and to face any fears they have and be courageous in it. And I also want to encourage them to, like you said, invest time in fighting to protect family life in today's culture, in a culture that really cultivates and celebrates what a child does instead of who they are. Our life is so full of accomplishments, and all of a sudden we see mom and dad together happy at our tournament that we won and at our academic thing that we got the grade on. But are we spending the same amount of time instilling virtues and celebrating who they are? And I highly encourage that.
That is awesome, Maggie. Oh my gosh. Fantastic. I love it. Thanks so much.
I love talking with you, and I love your vision. I think it is so intriguing.
Thanks.
And I love it.
Oh, thanks. You're so sweet. Thank you. So guys, check out her Instagram. She'll give you lots of inspiration. Thanks again for coming on. I just really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, Bex. Good to see you.
You too.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.